By 2025, the world will need to increase food production by 40% to sustain the projected population of 8 billion people. And access is a worldwide problem. Matt Habash, CEO of the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, and Dr. Ken Lee of the Ohio State University's Food Innovation Center spoke at the Columbus Metropolitan Club Wednesday about the challenges in getting fresh food to Ohio households. Habash says supply is not the only challenge in feeding people in food deserts, where access to fresh food is limited. He says accessibility is a major concern.
I have one story where, you know, unfortunately, you know, a lady had her baby and an 8-year-old, and she's at a food pantry. And we asked her, was school out that day? And she said, no. I said, well, and he said, he's here to carry the groceries. Twice a month, he's out of school to carry the groceries. And she goes, I got to get on 2 COTA buses to get home. You know, so it's in that vein that we've got to really rethink our system in terms of how do we get food to people without having to do that.
And Habash says affordability is another factor.
The grocery store can be right next door to your house, but if you can't afford the fresh fruits and vegetables because of their cost, then we've got to come up with alternatives to that as well. So one of the things that we're exploring is whether or not we get in the grocery store business. You know, and is that something that we would be able to create small-scale grocery, main essential items that people could use that, you know, would be at grocery store prices, you know, kind of thing. If I can bring in fresh produce at 17 cents a pound, and that's what our acquisition costs are at the moment, and put a lot of fresh, healthy food in communities for free, then they can use their dollars that they have to spend on other foods.
Habash says about half the people who go to food banks are employed. Since the economic downturn in 2008, suburban areas have also experienced a decline in food security. Habash says their food pantry in Dublin is the largest. Feeding America, a hunger relief charity, estimates that 7 billion pounds of produce are left on farm fields annually. OSU's Dr. Lee says that emerging technologies can aid farmers and local grocers in keeping food safe and fresh from the farm to the table.
It doesn't make any sense to keep lettuce around if potentially people can be sick. And what we can do now is use ozone, for example, to treat the lettuce. You don't have to just chlorinate it. We can now use things like high-pressure processing, which actually kills the bacteria without cooking the food. And this is it's a current technology that's used by industries. The Sandridge Food Corporation, which is right here in Ohio, they just installed their second high-pressure machine, and so it's an exciting revolution in food processing.
Lee says most businesses cannot afford this technology now, but he foresees a time when individual households can perform point-of-consumption processing by simply closing the refrigerator door and activating a pulsing UV light that extends the shelf life of food. Food insecurity around Ohio is on par with the U.S. average. About 1 in 7 U.S. households don't have access to enough food at all times to sustain a healthy, active life. This is WCBE intern Regina Covington.